From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Audie Cornish. When it comes to the Winter Olympics and an athlete's chances of winning a medal, the odds favor speed skaters. That's because the sport is tied with cross-country skiing for the most events, 12. As a result, a lot of energy has been spent trying to give U.S. skaters an edge. And today, the sporting goods company Under Armour and defense contractor Lockheed Martin unveiled photos of a new speed skating suit. As NPR's Ted Robbins reports, the suit hasn't even been used in a race yet, but the entire U.S. team will be wearing it in Sochi.
The new suit has been kept so tightly under wraps that the sport's governing body, U.S. Speed Skating, wouldn't even allow it to be worn at the Olympic trials last month in Salt Lake.
They want to keep the technology a secret for as long as possible, so there's less time for people to try and knock it off.
Kevin Haley is VP for Innovation at Under Armour. Under Armour and engineers from Lockheed Martin designed what they're calling the Mach 39. It's a dark, clingy, full-body skin suit with a hood, same as any other speed skating suit. Unlike other suits, it's not entirely made of smooth, slippery fabric to reduce air drag. Haley says wind tunnel tests showed it was faster to disrupt the air, the way a golf ball is designed.
We're putting little bumps or dimples onto the suit to disrupt the air in just the right places.
Another change seems obvious in retrospect.
And flying in, and he does get there.
Ever notice the first thing most speed skaters do when they finish a race? They pull off the hood and unzip the suit. Sometimes they even leave it slightly unzipped during a race. Turns out it's not to show off their bodies. Well, maybe sometimes. Kevin Haley says it's because that zipper sticks racers right in the throat.
It was just uncomfortable. The way the zipper hit them was just uncomfortable. Of course, you unzip it and you open up the suit to the wind and everything else, and the suit turns into a parachute.
The zipper on the new suit runs diagonally across the chest. The suit also has an open mesh panel in the back to let out heat. That's new, along with now common anti-friction fabric in the thighs. It's inevitable that the new speed skating suit will be compared with Speedo's full-body laser swimsuit, introduced in 2008. Swimmers broke more than 100 world records in its first year. The swimsuit was eventually banned. Kevin Haley says skating suit designers scoured the rule book to avoid controversy.
So if we were allowed to go 5 millimeters, you know, above the surface of the fabric with a given technology and no further, then we went 4. Just to be safe.
Olympic gold medalist and NBC speed skating analyst Dan Jansen thinks the new suit will be evolutionary, not revolutionary. Still, Jansen says even small improvements matter.
When a race is decided by hundredths of a second, sometimes a thousandth, and maybe you wouldn't know that that's the difference, but there's a good chance that that would be the difference.
Under Armour says it took 2 years to perfect the new suit. The company isn't saying how much it's spent. If it delivers in Sochi, it'll be great publicity. Dan Jansen says he'll certainly be talking about it on TV.
Because it's a story, because it's something that little edge that not only the American team's going for, but other teams as well.
We won't know how much of an edge, if any, the Mach 39 provides until the Olympics begin. Whatever it is, for Sochi, only U.S. skaters will have it. Ted Robbins, NPR News.
Support for The Edge comes from Cleveland Clinic. Every life deserves world-class care. More at clevelandclinic.org.